This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily, and today we have some DST wins. We're bringing them back.
Woo!
And a Dear DST.
Hooray. Emily, let's start with your win. How was your weekend, and what was the win that ensued?
Thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome.
So the win was not, it didn't initially feel like a win.
Okay.
And I'll get into it. But I went to New Orleans for a long weekend. It was just a girls trip. I was there for a girls trip. And I got a lot of restaurant recommendations from people. I got some recs from Maddie, our own Maddie, who has spent a lot of time there and she's from the area. I also got recs from Sam, also part of the team.
Yep.
And I got a lot of recs while I was there from like other people staying in the hotel, the concierge, other people that I was traveling with and whatnot. And I couldn't go to all of them, and I will preface this by saying I'm sure that not every restaurant is like this, but many of the places that I ate at, I just left feeling fucked up. These New Orleansites, they are built
different.
And not
because they put booze in your food.
I don't think they did. Mm. they definitely didn't. But... And by the way, Bourbon Street, it's just as fun sober.
It's just
as fun. You know, somebody actually told me, you're not going to want to go to Bourbon Street. You want to avoid it because, you know, you're not a big drinker. So
you're like, I still got these titties to show off.
Hello. And they were big because I was on my period. Anyway, Bourbon Street is amazing because you don't actually need to go into any of the bars. People are dancing outside.
Fun.
So you just pass by the bars. They're blasting music. You get a little bit of Beyonce. You get a little bit of jazz. You get a taste of everything. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go in at all.
And you feel involved.
You feel involved. There's flash mobs everywhere. You can have a parade legally at any time. You don't need to check in with anyone.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, it could be really bad for traffic in New York, but...
It's bad for traffic there, too. Drivers are insane.
I've never
been
to New Orleans.
You need to go.
Yeah.
You need to go.
But I was always like dissuaded because I was like, oh, it's so much drinking and I don't really do that. But this makes me feel better.
So I actually, over the years, people have said that to me, like the drinking culture is just out of control. Avoid Bourbon Street. I mean, I've heard avoid Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street, such a good time. Highly recommend.
Great.
Anyway, I had a great time. But there were a few meals. And one in particular, there was one lunch. I'm not going to say where it was because I don't want to affect their business.
Yeah.
Because I am that powerful. Everything on the menu was fried, which was pretty common, like going to these different places. Like it's a lot of fried food. It's Southern cooking, comfort food, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I expected that, but I ordered a soft shell crab sandwich.
Which sounds delicious.
Oh, I love them.
I love a soft shell crab.
Yeah. And obviously I knew it was going to be fried. I knew it was going to be heavy and have like sauce on it and whatever. Yeah. And I was down for it. But it took a really long time to arrive at the table, first of all. So I was starving, dizzy by the end of it. You know that feeling where you're just like, I mean.
What are you, growing the crab back there?
Right.
Yeah.
And also like, even if I don't like this, I have no choice.
I literally once ordered a shrimp cocktail at a restaurant and it took a really long time. And we were like, hey, this is taking a really long time. They're like, we make everything from scratch. I was like, So they're like being born right now? What do you mean?
Hatch. Yeah, no, that's what is so involved with shrimp cocktail?
Nothing. It actually turns out that the whole kitchen was just having a fight. Like all the staff was just like fighting. Yeah.
Like brawling or like a verbal
abuse?
Just
like a verbal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you like drinking the cocktail sauce by the end of it? Like, I hate that feeling of sitting there and you're like, I'm wasting away. Mm-hmm. My organs are eating each other.
I get so jealous of all the food that's passing by.
So jealous. Yeah. I get so dramatic.
Yeah.
I'm the most
dramatic.
So
your stomach was already not great before eating.
Yeah, I think I waited too long, and then you have to wait for the reservation and whatnot. Like, put your name down and they have to call you. Whatever. You know how it is. But by the time it came, I take one look at this sandwich and I'm like, I'm going to hate this. Because not only was it very obviously fried and had a lot of sauce on it, but it was as if they took this sandwich that was already fully cooked and fully deep fried and put it back into the vat from which it came and like soaked it for another 10 minutes. It was the greasiest. You pick it up and grease is just, it's dripping down my arms. It's dripping down my legs, my chin. And I probably ate like about half of it. And then I was like, I need to stop. My stomach is dying. Uh-huh. I leave this restaurant. I'm with my friend and I'm like borderline crying. I'm being so dramatic. I'm like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And she's like, you said you did. I'm like, I was lying. I didn't like it. I don't like this feeling. So it was just, and I've told you this before, like when I eat Popeyes and stuff, like I'll eat fried food, but it does affect me. Mm-hmm. And I know this about myself. But when in Rome, you know, you want to do as the Romans do.
Yeah.
You know, when in New Orleans, you want to basically fry your belly.
Yeah. And some people might be hearing this description and are like, oh my God, that would be amazing for me.
Yeah. And
but you knew going in that you weren't going to like it. So what was the thing that made you still eat it?
There really wasn't another option. I mean, I'm probably going to get roasted for this. People are probably going to slide in and be like, I'm from New Orleans and there are plenty of places to eat without any fried food. Okay. I just don't know of them. Okay. Mm. That's the thing. Like, and when you go to a new place, the places that people recommend, it's always like, yeah, you need to go to Fat Tony's and get like the sky high bear burger that's been deep fried seven times.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to experience the culture.
Yes.
And that's part
the
of the culture.
The man versus food meals.
Yes.
Yes.
And I guess I just don't have the stomach for it. I was so cocky.
Emily versus crab.
This was Emily versus the soft shell crab. And you know, another thing about it was like, it was so deep fried, but then on the inside, it was like squirting.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like you'd bite into it and it was like, it was just like not, it wasn't the vibe. So I'm crying. My friend, like my friend wanted to go out to dinner and I was like, I don't know if I can do it. We end up going out to dinner a few hours later. Because I was like, I still need to eat something, even though I feel fucked up from this. Like, I need to eat something. I end up having gumbo because I was like, that's safe. Gumbo is one of my favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I mean, they do it the best there. So that was really good. But then we get back to the hotel and my friend really wanted to order room service.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel fucked up, but I don't want to ruin her fun. Like, I don't want to ruin her good time. I was like, I don't know if I can do it. She's like, we're getting the bread pudding. I was like, I don't know if I can do bread pudding. She's like, we're getting the bread pudding.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm on my period. I'm like really emotional. She's like, you know what would make you feel better?
Bread pudding. Yeah.
So she gets the bread pudding. And then, you know, it was nice going down, but that was just like the cherry on top. I woke up the next day. I was just like, I can't fucking do this New Orleans food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, the bread pudding was not really New Orleans food. It was hotel food, but I digress. So
the hotels in New Orleans.
True, but like it wasn't, you know, classic New Orleans food.
Sure.
Anyway, that day, I just focused really hard on listening to my body, telling myself, it's okay. It's okay. You know, that sometimes things don't react in your body the way that you think they will, or the way that you hope they will. This too shall pass.
Mm.
This is what I tell myself all the time. And
right through your colon.
Oh, did it ever.
Yeah.
So I was gentle with myself. I still ate throughout the day. But I was just really conscious of like not ordering things just because this is my last day and I'm trying to cram in the experience.
For sure.
And that was kind of a bummer because when you're traveling, like, that's part of it, you know?
To, yeah.
But I had
So what were you eating instead?
Had my protein bar, my
Great.
Safe
Great.
my safe breakfast.
Brought your stash?
I brought two, you know, like emergency one. It was mm-hmm. just the right amount. I had one on the plane and one
I love
the last
how
day.
I still have an emergency joint in my bag and you carry
an emergency protein bar. Yeah. You got to. Sometimes I'll pack like a whole Ziploc bag like full of protein bars when I go somewhere and my friends will be like, enough with the protein bars. We want to make avocado toast. I'm like, you guys have fun.
You do that. Yeah.
You guys have fun. I just love them. I don't know. I don't know what to say. But
So you had that.
I had that. And then I actually had like this. I also brought this like turkey jerky. I went on a plantation tour one day. It was really cool. It was super cool. It was completely focused on slavery. It's the Whitney Plantation.
Yeah.
And they're very intentional with it. Like they don't focus on it's the not big like, house at all.
And we have weddings here.
No.
Okay.
It's not like that at all. It's like it's all about slavery and the impact of indentured servitude. Oh, and I learned so much and it was really cool to see. But I had this turkey jerky. They didn't give us lunch. So that's what I had it. And then that night, gumbo round two.
Nice.
And I felt good. And, you know, that was my win, was just me not freaking out mm-hmm. about the reaction that I was having to all this heavy food, just like stepping back, listening to my body, being like, this feeling will pass.
Yeah.
And just be gentle with yourself and eat things that you know that you can process easily. And there you go.
And also, I would say, like, there is that feeling of wanting to, like, try everything when you're in a yeah. new place and you want to travel. But if you genuinely lived in that place, you wouldn't be eating like that.
True.
You know, so this was more the authentic experience of what Emily would be like living in New Orleans.
Yeah. Wow. She would be such a fun gal, by the way. I would be a completely different person if I lived down there. Mm. Maybe not for the better.
Okay.
But anyway. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. What's up with you?
Okay, so I think I have a win this week as well. We've been talking about how difficult it's been for me to go to any cardio classes.
Yeah.
Because I've have this wiring of, okay, cardio is associated with weight loss and I don't want to do any of that because then it's going to make me feel like I'm just doing this to be smaller. So if you follow me on Instagram or you listen to How Come, you have heard recently that I am in the midst of a 5 to 6 month orgasm drought.
I did hear this.
Dun, dun, dun. Very sad. We hate to see it and it's been painful and I hate it. But one of the tips that I've gotten from people is that exercise, either yoga or cardio or just walking for 30 minutes a day might bring them back because it will generate blood flow. It puts your attention elsewhere. And so now I'm like, oh, if I am to go on an elliptical, I will be doing it
for the O.
For the O. Yeah.
That's a good motivation, yeah, too. Yeah.
Instead, like it'll have nothing to do with my body. It'll have to, I mean, that has to do with my body, but it has nothing to do with my body's appearance. It has to do with how it's been functioning lately. And so if I get more endorphins, maybe that will inspire it. Again, we said blood flow. Like I remember somebody early on was like, yeah, just getting blood flow, whether it's a massage or something like that. I'm not going to go get a massage every day, but I can walk on the treadmill. I can go to a yoga class. So that, I think, is a win because it will reframe my brain on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was telling you, I have heard this before from a sex therapist. I can't remember specifically which one, but it was another podcast interview that she was saying cardio can help make people horny. Cardio makes you horny.
Cardio makes you horny.
Because of the blood flow. Blood flow is everything. Mm-hmm. So I would actually be very curious, like as you venture out onto this journey, how that pans out.
Yeah, we will see.
And yeah, you don't need to get too detailed with it.
You can ask me anything.
Well, I mean, I'm just curious, like at what point, like was it like you were orgasming just fine and then one day you weren't able to?
It like tapered off. I described it like when my orgasms started, that it was like somebody had been pinching a garden hose and then the pinch came out and it was like, psh.
Okay.
And then this way it was like somebody turned the garden hose off. And so for a while it was drip, drip. And then the drips got less and less and less. And Now the hose is off.
This metaphor is helping.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds really frustrating.
It's totally frustrating. It used to be like my favorite thing to do. And
it's a hobby.
Yeah. Like when people are like, what's your hobby? I'm like, weed and orgasms. And I do neither now.
Well, Remy needs hobbies.
Yeah. I need more hobbies. But getting in the gym now will be a hobby. Maybe even lifting weights, I think, could add to blood flow as well.
Well, first of all, it's fall, and I feel like it's the best time to go for walks outside.
Totally.
Like a brisk walk.
Yeah.
But when it's not, you have access to a treadmill, right?
Oh, yeah. Ben's roommate has a treadmill.
Yeah, so you could.
He said he was going to throw it out the other day, and I was like, don't do that. I used it once.
That's reason enough for me.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting a walking pad, but that's one of those things that like I would get thinking I would use and then never use it once. And I just hate being wasteful. But if you have access to your treadmill, that's like so easy. This will be a fun experiment for you.
Yeah.
And then how's it going with the weed journ?
And the weed journ is great. I'm 53 days no weed. Haven't had to use the emergency joint. But it's weird because I've been having dreams. You know, I have very specific.
Such vivid dreams.
And vivid dreams. Yeah. In three dreams in the last week, I have smoked. And I wake up going, no! I fucked it up. And it like reminds me of when I used to do cleanses, specifically that master cleanse that I'm always talking about. I would have dreams about eating hamburgers every night. And I would wake up with the same like, I failed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's happened to me before too. I mean, when... I will say that was when I was heavily disordered.
Right.
I would have nightmares about eating.
Right. And so this makes me feel a little weird.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy though that like that's the nightmare now. Like my nightmares used to be, I hate to say it, but like school shootings. Like I'd be going to school and there'd be a school shooter. Yeah. Like that was my nightmare. Suddenly it's, I ate a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So like when you think about it, it's so lame.
Yeah.
But I'm happy
it really wouldn't
dreams.
Even be bad if I like, again, I've not said I'm going to like completely never smoke again in my life. It was that in all of these dreams, I was fiending and like looking through a bag and like trying to get weed, you know, and like acting in a way that was like, I needed it. And I just didn't like that feeling.
Is it kind of like opposite motivation though? Because if you wake up and you're like, oh wait, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Yeah.
Is that kind of like, I could see that being good in a way.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
You know,
it's just
like a little
weird
jump
thing
scare.
Because it was like 40 days of like, I felt pretty good and it was like a normal process. And now it's like waking up in night sweats because I like
combined
three roaches in my dream.
I guess it like gets harder before it gets easier. People say that. I actually don't know because I've never tried to quit.
No, but you know, I mean, even with disordered eating or eating disorders, like.
That did get harder before it got easier, right? For sure.
So, and there are times that you feel like you have setbacks and like you might have setbacks in your dreams. You might have setbacks in your normal life. So, yeah, that's just been a thing that I noticed that I was like, oh, my God, three times in 1 week, like.
What is
my brain saying to me?
Yeah.
I have to start keeping a dream journal again.
Yeah. And if you do, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to hear some of these other wild dreams.
Wild, Emily.
I can tell.
There was one recently where I like had to get somewhere and it was like really windy outside. And I saw this like rock and I was like, oh my God, I can use this to get there. And I stood on the rock and then the wind lifted me and it was like skateboarding on a. It was wild.
I mean, that's dope.
It was really fun.
I wish I could do cool shit in my dreams. I never remember any of. I might be doing cool shit in my dreams. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
And remember if you don't, it's like if a tree falls in the forest, you know what I mean? If you have a crazy cool dream and you don't remember it,
did it happen? I don't know. Anyway, I think mine's kind of a win. I feel like that's reframing the exercise thing and yeah.
Well, that's the closest.
The loss of an O created a gain of a being able to exercise.
The loss of the O eliminated the oh no.
Exactly.
To the cardio. There you go. Oh my God.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it?
That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Should we get into this, Dear DST?
Yes. Would you read it, please?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hey, Remy and Emily. Love you guys and love listening to the show when I feel like I'm spiraling with negative body image thoughts. LOL. I'll get straight to the point. I've just been dumped by someone I was dating for 4 months, and I'm sad because I really saw it going somewhere with him. We had so much in common. We grew up with very similar family dynamics, have similar career paths, same sense of humor, and both wanted the same things out of life. I was really blindsided by the, quote, breakup, if you can even call it that. We were not official, but toward the end, we were spending 2 to 3 nights per week together and had met each other's friends. I just imagined that it would become something serious, and I was shocked when he said he, quote, doesn't think we're compatible. Mm. Again, I was shocked because I actually thought we could not be more compatible. Funny when that happens. This brings me to why I'm writing to you guys. I'm 28, and I've struggled a lot with body image for my whole adult life. I never struggled with my weight as a kid or teenager, and I always had a fairly healthy relationship with food. Then through my college years, I slowly started to gain weight, and now I'm double the size I was in high school. I work out and try to eat, quote, healthy, but I think I'm just not destined to be the same size I was in high school. Who is?
Yeah.
I try not to beat myself up about it, but it does cause some insecurities in my dating life. My issue is, although the guy I was seeing told me he found me very attractive, I can't help but think he broke up with me because I'm not his ideal body type. I've actually met two of his ex-girlfriends. One was by accident when we were on a date, and one was at a hangout with his friends because she's still friends with people in his friend group.
I love the clarification. She's like, I didn't stalk these women.
That's important. Yeah. That's important. Anyway, they were both much smaller and more fit than me, and it made me self-conscious. That combined with the fact that he is very fit and goes to the gym almost every morning before work and sometimes on the weekends too, it all makes me wonder if I just wasn't the fit girl of his dreams. Mm. This makes me feel even worse than I did in college when I started gaining weight and felt like I got less attention from guys than my more in-shape friends got. Over the years, I've tried to diet, but it's also near impossible to do that when you're going out a lot and dating. Do you think it's possible this is why he doesn't want to see me anymore? How can I get over this and start back up dating again when I feel so bad about myself? Every time I look in the mirror, I'm disgusted. I could really just use some advice on how to stay body neutral when over and over again I feel like my body's just not good enough for other people. Like I can find peace with it and mostly have. But then something like this happens and I feel rejected because of my body. Thank you both. Bummed out, betch.
Aw, bummed out, betch. Okay, I'm sorry that you're going through this. I have been broken up with by people that I'm not even dating before. And something about that hurts even worse than an actual breakup because it's just...
And I like would have written into a podcast at that time. Like there's one that I'm thinking of in particular that I was so fucked up I called a psychic.
Oh,
so,
same.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And I don't believe in that shit at all. It was a phone psychic. Like they're trying to rip you off.
That's hilarious.
And this psychic told me he wanted me back. He did not. Anyway, thank you for writing to us. I kind of feel like we're on You Up right now, but I totally think this relates to this podcast as well, even though it is a dating question. It has to do with body image.
Yeah.
What would you say?
We start with the fact that you don't know the issue. Like he has said, we're not compatible, but you haven't delved deeper into in what way. Mm-hmm. Some people actually like people who are opposite them because it balances them out. So maybe he's saying we're not compatible because you're too similar to me. You know, and we also have to start with your feelings about your body right now. Like if you take him out of the equation, you take the break out of the equation, you're not feeling good about your body, which we hate to hear that, but it is a thing that happens. And I think when that happens, you project it onto other people. Maybe he has dated smaller people in the past, but people have a lot of different people that they're attracted to.
Yeah, that does not mean...
It doesn't necessarily mean that like this is the reason why he doesn't want to be with you.
No.
I don't know if you want to ask him that question, because at the end of the day, if somebody tries to break up with you, I don't say try and make it work because.
No, I completely agree with you with that. I want to double down on what you said, mm-hmm. that just because these two women that he's dated before look different than you, it doesn't mean shit because a man will fuck a cheeseburger. Like, facts. It does not mean anything, girl. Okay. My boyfriend's ex of 6 years looks nothing mm-hmm. like me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely nothing like me. People, you know, people like variety. People like different things. What was hot to him about those people, you were probably hot to him in a different way.
Yeah.
And not a lesser way, just a different way. I think it's really easy, and I've been there before too, so many times. It's really easy when you can't find a logical reason why somebody mm-hmm. would have ended something to be like, it must be because I'm too fat mm. or it must be because they think I'm not mm-hmm. in shape.
This is somebody who was fucking you. Like,
right.
It's how Jared said it. Like, if I am attracted to you, like I will, you know, like it is. He was attracted to your body. I hate to be like, it's something that you said, or it's like,
it's your personality.
Like, it's your personality. But, or maybe this person isn't looking for a relationship right now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe saying we're not compatible. It's like, because you're looking for a relationship and I'm not.
Did you, maybe you express to him that you want to get married in the next couple of years and he doesn't want that. So maybe you're not compatible in that way. It could mean so many different things.
Maybe he's threatened by how great your family is.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows that you think your families are similar, but they're actually kind of fucked up.
Yeah. And he doesn't want you to know about his family.
He's got skeletons in the closet for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you know what? At the end of the day, there's absolutely no point making these assumptions. Bottom line is you should not let the way that somebody has treated you, not that he treated you badly, but you know, whether somebody stays with you or wants to continue dating you. Mm-hmm. Don't let that alter the way that you feel about yourself. It has nothing to do with you. He's looking for something, and for whatever reason, you didn't align.
Yeah. It could also be a time thing, and I hate to say this, that maybe it's just not the right time, because I don't want you to be like, oh, maybe in 5 years. Like, no, do you, and also by doing you, get comfortable with yourself right now. Mm-hmm. You know, if that means you have to buy yourself some new clothes and want to zhuzh it up, and that means you need to go to dry bar and get a blowout to feel good, if that means you want to start taking more workout classes or look in the mirror less, you know, like do whatever it takes to make you feel good about you, because I think that's he sucks and I hate him for dumping you, but you need to feel good about yourself in the first place before the perfect person comes along.
Yeah, because then that's truly good timing. Like mm-hmm. if you fall in love with yourself, it's so cheesy and I hate saying it.
The greatest
it.
Love of all.
Whitney. Wise words of Whitney.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really true, because you can do these things. You can fill your days with activities that help you like get back in touch with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about necessarily exercise. No. You know, it could be like going on long walks, taking up reading, taking up journaling, like getting in touch with you and finding the things within yourself that are unique and special and that you really love.
Uh-huh.
That's gonna improve everything for you. Don't be focused on like why he didn't like me. Like the fact of the matter is not everybody's going to like you.
Or he did like you for a time and then he was like, oh shit, this is getting a little too serious and I don't like that.
Right. But even if he didn't, mm-hmm. like let's say in some scenario he was grossed out by you the whole time. It's not true. Nobody would stay in something for 4 months, but let's just say he was.
Mm.
Why do you want to be with someone like that?
Totally.
Why are you so fixated on that?
Yeah.
And do you think that everyone's going to feel that way? Because There's no way that's true. I mean, only a psychopath would spend 4 months with someone they were totally unattracted to.
Yeah. So, I just am fixated on the every time I look in the mirror, I'm disgusted. Like that is, to quote RuPaul, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? Like if you are disgusted by yourself, maybe this is the time to not be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you were feeling the entire way of your relationship disgusted. But if that's where you are now, then we have to help you out.
Yeah, because it's not great when you're in a place of being so fragile that like just somebody rejecting you makes you feel disgusted with yourself. Like mm-hmm. that's not the place that any of us want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Get on those dating apps, though. Yeah, Go find other people.
You can let yourself be sad a little bit if you need to.
You can totally let yourself be sad. And I'm not saying try to find somebody to date, but just find other people that you can have those great first conversations with.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that used to be my favorite part of dating. Oh, it's so fun. You kind of perform for them or whatever, and you see how much they like you. And then if you do start dating in 6 months, you figure out if you like them back.
I think... like not focusing on whether somebody likes you, but do I like them is always a better way to go. Like
I know, but yeah. I'm saying like if you are feeling low sometimes, it's just nice to.
I mean, you will see right away that plenty of people are attracted to you.
Totally.
Like it does. It's a non-issue, girl. Like he would not have dated. I think only a crazy person would date someone for 4 months if they were unattracted.
Also, you don't have to go on any dates. You don't need the external validation. I would say cover up your fucking mirrors. That's where I usually start when I'm disgusted by myself.
Yeah, yeah. And do things you like and don't focus too much on, oh, do I look perfect? Oh, like today's the day I might go out and meet the guy in my dreams, but he's not going to be attracted to me if I'm sloppy. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fall in love with yourself first.
Do stuff that you're proud of.
Yeah. And thank you for writing in, bummed out, bitch.
Yeah.
Feel free to give us an update.
We hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I really do.
Slide into our DMs. You can DM us both. That's what some people have been doing recently.
Yeah, as a group. It's a little girl chat.
Yeah, it's a little fun.
I like it.
Yeah. You guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe. And follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And of course, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.